Duke and Dow with you this morning, and State Marching Band is this weekend, and of course, Star Valley High School has the Marching Braves heading out to Casper to compete in State Marching Band, and joining us in studio is band director Mr. Kurt Sand today. He also has his two drum majors with him this morning, Jack Shumway and Molly Roberts. Hey, everybody. How's it going today?
It's going good. Thanks.
Mr. Sand, I want to start with you. I look at the Star Valley Marching Braves, and you and I have known each other for a while. I want you to kind of reflect on the last, or your career of building this culture of marching band at Star Valley High School, because it is to the point where, I mean, this is there's such an energy and excitement around it, and I just wanted your thoughts and opinions of building this band culture.
Well, you spoke exactly correct, that it is a culture. That we try to foster a feeling of, we talk about a family, and that's kind of overused a lot, but it truly is. I really, really emphasize that we are directly dependent on each other, 100%. I mean, I know teams have their roles and responsibilities, but if I'm playing the trumpet and the drummer isn't doing their job, or the clarinet, then my performance is weaker. Absolutely. And I'm really proud of the fact that the kids care about it. It means a lot to them. And I think that comes from pushing for a higher quality product, and a higher quality performances over the year. Just keep trying to excel and do better and better and better all the time.
And it shows on the field when you guys perform that there's been a lot of work, that you do care, like you mentioned. But I don't know that a lot of people outside of band realize how much. I mean, you guys have a summer camp. It's not just a class in school anymore, is it?
No. I mean, I tell the marching band kids, there are band programs out there that do a lot more out of school time than Star Valley Marching Braves. You know, we do what works for us and, our kids and our high school and me. And so, we put in a lot of time. We have a camp in August, and then we meet on Wednesday nights after all my sports kids are done with their practice. They eat a quick, Burger King burger or something, and then they do marching band for a couple more hours from 6:30 to 8:30 on Wednesday nights. And so it's just, and then we, if there's a Friday off, like today, we're going to put in a 3-hour practice this morning. And they realize to do something you're proud of takes a lot of work and a lot of effort. I mean, we work for 2.5 months for basically 7 minutes and 32 seconds of performance. Yeah.
Jack, let's talk to you for a minute. Kind of explain what your duties are and what you are expected to have done to get to this point to be one of the leaders of this band.
Yeah, of course. So being a drum major, it's a fun job. It's really cool. It's also a lot of work. I do love the band kids, and I think that helps with, motivation and just like being able to do more stuff for them. But I'll do basically anything that anybody needs me to do, whether it's, band related or not. So a lot of the time that'll be, helping them out with a certain part in the music, or, learning like visual cues for them so they know what they're doing in certain spots. It's a lot of what I do.
So Jack, how does one become a drum major? What's that process like?
So it's, at least at Star Valley, it's mostly just like an interview process where you'll interview with, basically the current drum majors, and then, the staff of the band. It's a really cool thing, but ultimately to become a drum major, you kind of have to show throughout like your career in bands that you can really do it, and it's more than just the interview.
Molly, if you wouldn't mind, I want to hear from you. Because the band, obviously I'd love to hear what your thoughts on what Jack just mentioned as well, but there's an energy with the band on game day, especially, but building up and kind of lifting up the entire atmosphere of the stadium. I just want you to touch on that as well as some of your responsibilities as the drum major.
So what I kind of do also with Jack. So we're basically I would say in charge almost. But when the band's like not like motivated, not ready, we're kind of in charge of making sure the band gets that energy back, ready to perform, whether it's pep band or marching band, or like we have to get them prepped for state, so we need that energy to be high today.
In studio today, Mr. Kurt Sam, Marching Braves Band Director, and his senior drum major this year, Jack Shumway, and junior drum major, Molly Roberts. So, Molly, that's kind of tough, what you just said. That's not an easy thing to get them ready if they're not ready, right? How do you do that? What are some things that you and Jack do to help them get that energy when they need it?
Well, sometimes we have to do motivational speeches, kind of, or like, occasionally we have to get a little bit tougher, like on sometimes Sand has to come in and like intervene with what's going on.
Bring the big gun. Yeah.
Intervene.
Yeah. Like that. So one of the cool things though about the drum major is you guys of course are as you're walking onto the field as they're setting up, and you always have your little I don't know if it's a skit. What was it?
Salute.
Salute. Is what, yeah, the yeah. Salute. How did you guys come up with a salute this year?
So our salute, so we sometimes you try to, you know, make a salute based off of what the show is. So our show this year is the Wild West. So our salute is basically just like a duel at noon type of thing. Molly's beaten me a few times. I still have yet to beat her, but but I believe I'll get her eventually. So
well, you got 1 weekend left, man.
Yep.
So it is not pre-scripted.
Nope.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't know that.
I love
the
that.
Same thing every time. I guess I have.
He's like, no, otherwise I'd win once in a while. I love that. Mr. Sand, I just want to mention this because I mentioned it during the football broadcast last week. And I talked about, you know, the culture, but I also want to talk about the tradition of the band program at Star Valley High School. I was having this thought this last week because it was homecoming. There have been 4 band directors in like the last 75 years at Star Valley High School. It's kind of remarkable. There's Neil Tippett, Scott Schwab, Tom Matthews, and then yourself. And the fact that I can just name off 4 people that led the program for that amount of time, it's got to be, I mean, the most gratifying thing for a teacher has got to be when people connect with you as an educator with music and they come back and they still have that connection with you later on. You have got to enjoy that in spades because I know how I felt about my band director and I'm sure that you get that all the time.
I do. And that's a big payday as a teacher and an educator when you still are in contact with those kids that you were in your program. You know, being a music teacher here at Star Valley, I teach 7th through 12th grade, so I'm with these kids 6 years of their, you know, 12 or 13 years in the public education.
Easiest years of their life, right?
Yeah, middle school and high school, yeah, it's a breeze. So yeah, it's lots of fun to see those kids grow and mature and progress, not just, you know, in character and music, you know, and yeah, it's really sad when situations happen where, you know, different schools and different communities, you know, have a lot of turnover in, teachers and directors. And that just makes it really hard, like you said, Dal, to develop a culture of excellence and you know, excitement. And this is what we do. Like pep band, you've mentioned that a couple of times. I'm asked all the time by my colleagues around the state, like, how do you get your kids to pep band? And I don't really have a great answer for that other than we preach it. This is what the band does. We perform, we share, we perform at these events. And because that's a huge audience, you know, at those games, and a lot of public opinion is formed on the quality of the band program by how we do pep band. Now musically, yeah, it's fast food music. It's Burger King and McDonald's stuff, you know, Seven Nation Army and those and Holiday, you know, they're not the most musically complex tunes, but you better do them well, and you better do them with excitement and I tell the kids too, we perform for ourselves to show what we can do, you know, and we're there to support the event and the atmosphere and do that and fulfill that role. And they embrace it. It's just part of our, what you said, culture. And that's what we want to do.
Well, and it's not just your culture. It's the whole program. I mean, it's the whole school's culture.
Right? Absolutely.
Because when Dal and I show up to do a basketball game early in the season and the pep band's not there, it's no fun, Mr. Sand. We got to have the pep band there. I mean, it's part of the whole thing.
It's not incomplete when you're not there.
Yeah,
and then people hear Dal and I talk through the whole gym because you're not there to drown us out. We don't really like that either. Well, we wish you guys the very best as you hit the bus today after your 3.5 hour practice to go to Casper. What's your goal tomorrow when you step out on the event center to perform?
Let's let Jack answer that one.
I feel like a lot of people have the intention of getting the highest rating that you can as a superior. Personally, what's most important to me is that everybody knows that they did all they could and they're very proud of what they did. I really hope they can, you know, really see the importance in everything they've done. It's more than just doing it for a score. So.
Well said. Well said. Again, that's Mr. Kurt Sand, Marching Braves Band Director, with his Senior Drum Major Jack Shumway, Junior Drum Major Molly Roberts. You guys, thanks for coming in today. Good luck this weekend. We'll be cheering for you.
Thank you.
It's First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.